This is the Novice Novelist Podcast, episode 15.
Join us in a world where creativity thrives, ideas come to life, and dreams become a reality. Welcome, listeners, to the Novice Novelist Podcast.
All right, welcome to the Novice Novelist Podcast. Today we have a special Valentine's Day edition on the podcast, and we're going to play a little game called Valentine or Out of Line. So we have two couples from Port Clinton High School on the podcast today. And before we explain how this game is going to work, I'm going to pass it to my co-host, Maddie Koskala, a junior here at Port Clinton, who's going to introduce our two couples. Go ahead, Maddie.
Alrighty. So first we have Bryn and Dylan.
Hi, I'm Bryn. I'm a senior.
Hi, I'm Dylan. I'm a junior.
And then we have Val and Kyle.
I'm Val. I'm a junior.
Hi, I'm Kyle. I'm a senior.
And just so our listeners know this, Bryn and Dylan, how long have you been dating?
4-ish months.
4-ish months, okay. And then Val and Kyle,
how long have you been
dating?
Do we have a little bit of controversy on the answer? Bryn, Dylan?
Okay, so Bryn says it's five months. Dylan, 4-ish, okay. We already got a little drama going on, that's good. Val and Kyle, how long have you been dating? A year and 4 months. Okay, so a little bit longer than these two. So the goal of today is we're going to figure out who is the truest Valentine among these two couples here. And I think it should be Val and Kyle, right? Because they've been dating a lot longer. But we'll see if Dylan and Bryn, who have already had a little shaky start, can come back here once we get the...
I'll root for the underdogs. Bryn, yeah. Dylan, you got this.
I like to root for the underdogs too. All right, so here's how the game's going to work. Again, it's called Valentine or Out of Line. We've already asked them a set of questions that we think that a serious couple should know about each other. We are going to reveal or have them reveal their answer to the question to see if it matches what their girlfriend or boyfriend had picked on the same topic. If both of them have the correct answer, that couple will get a point. If one of you miss, you don't get the point, and the other couple could be storming ahead in this competition here. Anything to add there, Maddie, in terms of the game?
Nope. I just hope you guys put down the right answers because you might be walking out of this room alone if you did not. So
it's getting pretty serious. All right.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and get started, and we're going to start with Bryn and Dylan here on our first question. The first question is, what is your Valentine's dream date? What is your Valentine's dream date? So, Bryn, you guessed Dylan's. What did you think was his Valentine dream date?
Dinner and a movie.
Okay, she says dinner and a movie. Dylan, can you reveal what you chose for Valentine dream date?
Dinner and a movie.
By the way, we have a live studio audience today. I think that's the first time we've ever had that on the podcast.
Yeah.
So dinner and a movie. So Dylan, we're going to ask you the same question because you were asked the same of Bryn. And what do you think is Bryn's dream Valentine date?
Dinner and a movie.
Bryn?
Dinner and a movie.
Put a point on the board for Dylan and Bryn. 1 point. Good job. All right. Same question. I'm going to pass it to Maddie here for Kyle and Val.
All righty. Kyle, what is your dream Valentine's date?
Staying in.
Alrighty, they both got it correct. They both said the same thing.
All right.
Nice job.
One for one. So we know what both of these couples are doing next Thursday. Right? Isn't next Thursday Valentine's Day?
Yes, the 14th.
Yeah. 14th of February. All right. Let's do the next question. We're gonna start with Kyle and Val on this one. So they were asked, what is your Valentine's middle name? So Val and Kyle, it's been a year and four months. Let's see if you know the middle names. Kyle. What is Val's middle name?
Cadence Page.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if it happened the other way. Val, what is Kyle's middle name?
Robert,
is that correct?
Yes.
All right. We got another point on the board.
Hey, nice job, guys.
Kyle and Val take the lead with 2-1.
All righty. Crap.
It's all right. Continue on.
Dylan, what is Bryn's middle name?
I said Marie.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. He was questioning.
Was there a toss up on that one, Dylan?
There was a toss up.
What did you think it was? Well,
first thought Marie because that's like common. But for some reason, I thought it was Annette. But I was correct.
Bryn Annette. All right.
Alrighty, Bryn, what did you say was Dylan's middle name?
Michael.
Is that your middle name, Dylan?
Correct.
All right, we got another point.
We are tied on the board.
Yeah, we are tied 2-2. Both of them are good shape here. So we're going on to our third question. This will be our last one before we take a quick break to hear from our sponsor. So we will start with Bryn and Dylan on this one. Dylan, you were asked, what is you and your Valentine's song? Or another way to look at it is, what song defines your relationship? What did you say Bryn would say?
I said Warmness on the Soul by Avenged Sevenfold.
Okay, Warmness on the Soul. Bryn?
That was it.
That was it?
Yeah.
Okay, Bryn, what did you put is your relationship song?
Warmness on the Soul.
Same one. All right, they got it. Very good. Sign of a true couple if they both know their same song. All right, Dylan and Bryn take the lead. 3-2.
4 months is doing pretty good right now. All right, Val, what did you say your Valentine's song is?
I don't have one.
Kyle?
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
So, seems like you guys are on the same page with that. You guys do not have one.
Wow.
A year and 4 months and you don't have a song.
Is that a full
we
point?
Have favorite songs, but we don't have a song okay. together.
So if you guys got married in the near future, wouldn't be a wedding
school.
Song
Slow
like
down.
This.
I would make my own and sing it.
You'd make Oh, that's cool.
Oh,
that's
that
cool.
is so cute.
Very cool. All right, we'll give you the point. I was going to debate the points, but we'll give it to you.
No,
there.
That one deserves a point, definitely.
All right, so going into the break here, we are tied at 3-3. We'll be back in just a minute with some more questions for our Port Clinton High School couples. All right, we're back on the Novice Novelist podcast with our game of Valentine or Out of Line. Currently, we are tied 3 for Bryn and Dylan and 3 for Val and Kyle with just a few questions left. So the next question that the contestants were asked is, what is your Valentine's biggest fear? So we're going to start with Kyle and Val on this one. Val, what's your biggest fear?
Isn't he supposed to guess it?
He is, but I'm just asking you what you said first.
Oh, dying unhappy.
Okay, Val is terrified of dying unhappy. And Kyle, what did you say was her biggest fear?
I said losing me.
Losing her.
Oh.
So, are those correlated? Like, would she die unhappy because she lost him? I mean, does that? Or is that not enough of a connection here?
I don't think that works.
Okay.
I don't think it works like that.
Okay.
Sorry,
so
guys.
They missed that one. But really quick, Kyle, what did you say was your biggest fear?
Losing somebody I care about.
Okay. And Val, what did you say was Kyle's biggest fear?
Hurting the ones that he loves.
Yeah. So I think that one was a lot closer. But unfortunately, no point there for your biggest fear. But now you know. So this is good. This is good. All right. Let's hear what Dylan and Bryn had to say. Maddie?
All righty. Bryn, what is your biggest fear?
Vomit. Yeah.
Just like you vomiting?
No, other people.
So, like when it happens, do you like just...
I just need to go. I just need to get out of there. Just freaks me out a lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Dylan, you said that her biggest fear was?
Vomit.
Oh. All right. They got half of it right.
Yes.
Let's see if they pulled off the lead here.
Okay. Dylan, what's your biggest fear?
Ghosts.
Okay, so like spirits or
probably demons per se.
Oh, okay. And Bryn, you said that his biggest fear was
failure.
Oh.
All right. So this the biggest fear got both of our couples.
Yes.
All right. So at least it got them both. So we're still stuck at 3-3 apiece.
We are still tied.
Yep. All right. So we're heading into our last kind of set of questions, and all of these questions ask the question, who is more likely to, followed by a statement. So the first one, we'll start with Bryn and Dylan, was who is more likely to go to jail? Bryn, you said
me.
You said she said me. She is more likely to go to jail. Dylan, you said
me.
So Dylan says me as well.
So why would you say that you would be going to jail?
You're very cautious and skittish.
Really?
And you seem very innocent.
So you think that you would go to jail over me? You don't think that I'd kill someone or something?
Not as big as a target, I'd say. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Like, why, like, would you be going to jail for me or just, like, in general?
Yeah, I mean, if I would take the blow for someone for going to jail, I mean, just to be a good friend. In that sense.
We'll just help you calm the tension here. I think both of you are just trying to be nice and saying you're the one that would do it. And that's the sign of a good relationship, actually. So while you don't get the point here, we appreciate what you were trying to do. Let's see if Val and Kyle did any better.
All right, Val, who did you say would go to jail?
Me.
And Kyle?
I said me.
Oh,
oh my, there it is again.
Strikes again. We're still stuck at 3-3.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the next one. Who would be the most likely to survive an apocalypse? Kyle, what'd you say?
I said me.
He said me. And Val?
I said him.
All right, there we go. Point that for Kyle and Val. So Kyle would be the one to survive the apocalypse. Bryn, who did you say would be more likely?
I said me.
Okay. And Dylan?
I said me.
Okay, but like on my paper, I also kind of wrote below it.
But we really both would.
Yeah, we both would because we've discussed this in depth before, like how would we survive? And I was like, I would definitely survive because like I just know my stuff, but he has a different way of doing it. So like we both know we would, but we do it in different ways.
You guys have had a pretty action-filled four-ish months, as Dylan would say. So this you've discussed what you would do in the apocalypse.
Yeah.
All right. So you actually wrote Dylan as your answer.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Oh.
You put a little note next to it and he actually wrote him. So technically they do get the point,
yes.
Correct? All right. So they get a point. That ties us up at 4, heading into three of these left of who is more likely. Maddie, you can do the next one.
All righty. The next, who is more likely to cry during a sad movie? Kyle, what did you say?
I said Val.
And Val, who do you think is more likely to cry?
Me.
Oh, there we go. Oh. Good job. Thank you, audience. And then Bryn and Dylan, who's more likely to cry during a sad movie? Dylan?
I put Bryn.
And Bryn?
I said me.
All right, there we go. Both of you get a point again. So what are we tied at? 5?
Yep.
Okay, 5 points apiece. 2 of these left. The next one, who is more likely to fall down the stairs? Bryn, who did you say?
Me.
Okay, Dylan?
Said Bryn.
All right, there's a point for Bryn and Dylan. Maddie?
All right, Val, who did you say who's more likely to fall down the stairs?
Well, we both are, but if you want to put it in perspective, he does it more.
Oh.
Kyle,
yeah, what did you say?
Well, she's right, but I fall up the stairs, and I said her.
Ooh.
That is a no point right there, guys.
That was very technical, though. He was thinking fall up. Like he literally read this and was like, it says down, not up. Therefore, it's not me. So that's very, you know, you didn't get the point, but I like the thinking there, Kyle. All right, so we have one left. And going into our last question, Dylan and Bryn are up 1 point, 6-5. Ooh. Let's see if you guys can tie it up or if Bryn and Dylan are our true Valentine's. Who is more likely to be famous? Dylan.
I put me. Wait, are you sure? Wait, check that. I forgot.
You did. That. You did put me.
Okay.
Yes. How humble of you. Bryn.
I put me, obviously.
All right.
I obviously want more attention all the time.
They both put me, so no point. So Val and Kyle can tie it up here.
Alrighty. Val, who did you say would become famous?
Me.
All right, and Kyle?
I said Val.
Oh, wow.
Oh, thank you.
So, at the end of all of our questions, we have a tie. It is tied 6-6, and I vote we don't even do a tiebreaker. I think we have two true Valentine couples right in front of us. Don't you think, Maddie?
I think that's a great idea.
I think so, too. Audience, let's give them both a hand. All right, so thank you for joining us for this special edition of The Novice Novelist. Please follow us on Twitter if you get the chance. I believe our Twitter is at Novice Novelist. We put some cool content up, and we have a couple of ladies that are in charge of it now who are doing a really good job. So check it out. And then if you see these two couples in the hallway, be sure to give them a high five because they are true Valentines. whether they're a year and 4 months in or four-ish months in, they're true Valentines, and we're happy for them. So we'll see you next time on The Novice Novelist, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Novice Novelist podcast. Please subscribe and share and tune in every week to hear more Port Clinton High School students become the Novice Novelist.